Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
It's go time. So when they say DuPont Pioneer is with you from the word go, that's now. It's time to put high-yielding Pioneer brand products to work on your acres. Start off strong with locally proven products that offer a total package of high-yielding genetics, proven agronomic and defensive traits, and advanced seed treatment options for that extra level of protection. For all your in-season corn, sorghum, and soybean needs, call your local Pioneer sales professional today. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Oklahoma Wind Power is the number one taxpayer in communities across our state. Wind has invested $20 billion into Oklahoma to benefit our schools, towns, and ranchers. But a big oil billionaire wants Oklahomans to remain hamstrung on oil's boom or bust economy. Wind power already pays five times the tax rate of oil. Yet big oil still doesn't want to pay their fair share and wants to run wind out of the state. Don't be hamstrung. Tell your legislator you want to keep wind power working for Oklahoma.
There's been a fair amount of pressure on our cattle market in recent days here in the Southern Plains, whether you're talking about fed cattle prices, yearling prices, or the calf trade. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist, says several factors out there right now that seems to be kicking this market around just a bit.
Well, I think, you know, beyond those seasonal patterns, I think the market is looking at just the fact that we're still in this growing supply situation. You know, there's concern as we move toward the seasonal peaks and cattle slaughter, which will happen in May and June. And, of course, we're watching carcass weights in addition to that. So the market's kind of reacting to that. I think there's even more than that. Futures markets, both feeder cattle and live cattle, have had very strong support for many months now, a lot of long positions. Some of those may be kind of pulling out at this point. There's a lot of general nervousness in markets right now that's really related to the macroeconomic situation, specifically trade policy and some of that uncertainty. And I think that's probably having an impact on these markets as well.
Some parts of our cattle country facing drought conditions right now. Maybe some rain that'll help in some locations, but still a major, major worry.
Obviously, the drought continues to be a very serious situation. It's moved, you know, been confined a little bit more to the southwest or farther west than it was two or three weeks ago. Very serious situation. I think from a market standpoint, it's not imminent that we're going to see market impacts. For that matter, I'm not sure it's imminent that we're going to see a lot of cattle liquidation. But, you know, the number of cattle potentially impacted with the drought where it is now is smaller, quite a bit smaller than it was. And so I'm not really looking for general market impacts, but obviously for those producers caught in that, the next few weeks will be very critical in terms of whether or not they can move forward with kind of normal production plans or whether they really have to go into drought contingency plans.
Switching gears, Daryl, I thought we might talk just for a moment about your latest trip to Old Mexico. You, on a regular basis, have gotten down and have helped them with their cattle industry. You've spoken south of the border, and you've got a good understanding of the Mexican cattle industry. What's the latest south of the Rio Grande?
Just spent a few days down in northern Mexico, traveling around a little bit. You know, it's the dry season down there. It's normally dry this time of the year. I was in northern Chihuahua specifically. They have a very pronounced monsoonal weather pattern. So most of their precipitation occurs from about July into October. So it's always dry this time of the year. But that said, if you look at the drought monitor map for Mexico right now, the drought that we have that we see in the southwest U.S. extends down through western Mexico, showing drought conditions that are, you know, even beyond what you would normally expect for the dry season of the year. So they're watching that as well. Could be an impact as we go forward.
As for the ongoing NAFTA negotiations between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, lots of concern among producers south of the border about what the eventual outcome may be.
Well, I think it's really the same situation. Obviously, a lot of uncertainty. You know, the cattle industry, cattle and beef markets particularly, have become very integrated with Mexico. So we have bilateral flows of meat. We export beef to them as we have for many years. We now import a significant amount of beef from them. It's different mixes of products as well. We also import normally quite a few head of feeder cattle through the year. They're watching this just like our producers here. I think they have the exact same concerns that the cattle industry here has for the most part in terms of how this might impact the industry if we disrupt things.
Cattle market watcher Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.